Welcome to the program, Howard Zinn.
Thank you, David.
I want to ask you about how politicians use history as a kind of mystical element or device. For example, we often hear that the U.S. is called upon by history to do certain things in the world. Could you shed some light on this mysterious topic?
History is always a good entity to call upon if you're hesitant to call upon God, you see, because they both play the same role. You know, they're both abstractions. They both are actually meaningless until you invest them with meaning. And so I've noticed that President Bush calls upon God a lot, and I think he's hesitant to call upon history because I think the word history throws him. He's not quite sure what to do with it, but he's more familiar with God. But, history is invoked because nobody can say what history really has ordained for you, just as nobody can say what God has ordained for you. And so it's an empty vessel which you can fill in whatever way you can. And so you can say that history has decided that the United States will be the great leader of the world, and that the American values being another empty vessel which you can fill with anything you want, American values will be transmitted to the rest of the world. So you can fill history, that abstraction history, with anything you want, use it whatever you want, and people who are political leaders, suppose that the population is as mystified by the word history as they are by the word God, and therefore they will accept whatever interpretation of history is given to them by their political leaders. And so the political leaders feel free to declare that history is on their side, and the way is open for them to use it in whatever manner they want.
There are contrasting views on what the term well-educated means. When you hear it, what occurs to you? What constitutes being well-educated?
Well, I suppose there's an orthodox view of what it means to be well-educated. You know, and the orthodox view is, a person is well-educated, who has gone through all the realms of education. And the higher up you go, the more degrees you have, the better educated you are. The more knowledge you have, the more facts you have acquired, the more languages you can speak, the more important people you can quote, the more reading you have done. All of that falls within the orthodox definition of higher education, of education itself, of being well educated, and it's and of course a lot of that is legitimate, and a lot of that makes sense, but it's not sufficient for me. That is, to me, being well educated means not just sort of a mastery of information, not just a quantity of information. But to me, being well-educated means being educated in what is important and what is not important, educated in having a sense of proportion about what knowledge is significant and what knowledge is not significant, what knowledge is trivial and what knowledge has in very powerful ramifications, what knowledge can contribute to the betterment of society and what knowledge is really just sort of static information lying there, whether in the book or in the head, but which has no energy which it propels into society to have an effect on whatever is going on in society.